It's a typical Friday night in Athens. Sophomore Braden McLean is hanging out with friends at a party. Dressed in a sweater and jeans, at first glance, some may assume Braden is a stereotypical college guy. But what you wouldn't know by just looking at Braden on this night is that they go by they-them pronouns because they identify as non-binary.
I grew up in a very bubbled and conservative household. So the idea of someone like existing outside the binary that didn't exist as a concept to me until I was probably 17 or 18 years old. But yeah, so I just grew up knowing that I was a very like effeminate and flamboyant boy. I didn't know that there was something else. I didn't know that there was an in-between or an outside of at all. Yeah, I don't know. I think it just took a lot of realizing and a lot of self-evaluation to be okay with the idea of existing in not a boy or girl way.
So what exactly is non-binary? Well, generally it applies to people who don't feel like they fit in with one specific gender. And for folks who do identify as non-binary, the term has very personal meaning.
I usually dress how I feel. That's the only irritating part about being non-binary, is when you go out, let's say two consecutive nights, and you know, the first night you're feeling really nice and pretty and you put on makeup and you put on a really nice dress, and then the next night you're like, you know, it's kind of colder, I feel like I'm gonna go masculine, and you put on a nice dress shirt, tie, you might do a little bit of subtle makeup, and then people are like, wait, weren't you wearing a dress yesterday?
That was Margot, another sophomore at Ohio University. Her definition of non-binary means that she not only changes the way she dresses, but also her pronouns. While most people don't ever have to struggle with their gender identity, the feeling of not fitting in is something we're all familiar with.
We've all doubted some aspect of us, whether it be talent or intelligence or whether people like you or whatever. We've all doubted ourselves in some sort or way. So yeah, it's totally valid for you to doubt yourself or be confused with how you identify or who you're attracted to or who you love.
For both Margot and Braden, their gender identity is very personal. They don't feel the need to come out to everyone they know. It's more important for them to be comfortable with who they are and be surrounded by people who understand and accept them. Back at the party, you can tell that these friends have found a place where everyone can be themselves.
If my phone wasn't dead, I would look up all the records.
For The Atlet, this is Brittany Irwin.